About 30 years ago, my wife Catherine and I, we lived in the Austin area, and we had one of those rare getaway weekends. Both of our daughters were very young at the time, and they were able to stay with family members, and Catherine and I decided to just get away, and we drove to the small town about 50 miles north of Austin in the hill country, Fredericksburg, Texas. Maybe some of you have been there. And we stayed for a couple of days in a bed and breakfast there. And after the first morning, after our overnight stay there, we both woke up way before the sun was going to rise, and we decided to do something very romantic. And Catherine, unfortunately, is not here this morning. She's a bit under the weather, so I'm on my best behavior right now. So, but we decided to do something very romantic, and we've always wanted to go to a place, a location, a state park that is about 10 miles outside of Fredericksburg at Enchanted Rock. Maybe some of you have visited that site. And so we jumped in the car and we drove. It was still dark, and we got to Enchanted Rock, and the sun was beginning to rise, and there were other people who were doing the same thing that we were doing when we arrived there. And there are trails that circle around the rock that you can walk to reach the summit. We wanted to get to the summit before anyone else, and so we just trekked right up the front of that rock, and I don't know if you can see a picture of that or not. It's much steeper than it looks, and if you're not familiar with Enchanted Rock, it's this wonderful granite formation that has just emerged out of the ground about 6 million years ago, and it's just domed shaped like that. It's about 450 feet up to the top. And Catherine and I, somehow, we just traversed way up to the top. And we got there before anyone else. And it was just one of those wonderful, magical moments. The sun was rising. We could see in a 360-degree panoramic view, and it was just felt like when everything came together. And both she and I needed that experience at that time in our marriage to have this getaway moment. It was truly a mountaintop experience for us. And we believe that God gave us that gift at that time to enjoy the beauty of God's creation. It was kind of one of those moments where it felt like everything just came together and it was perfect. Now, mountaintop moments, and perhaps you have experienced similar emotions or thoughts or had certain encounters. They're not just physical locations. Mountaintop moments are experiences of our hearts, where we come into the encounter of God's presence, where everything just sort of seems to fall together. And maybe you had a mountaintop experience at your wedding, or as you witnessed the birth of your child or the adoption of your child. Maybe you had a mountaintop experience when you felt the peace of Christ in your heart, when you realized that you have been saved by God's grace, and you experienced a new beginning of life. All of these are mountaintop experiences. What have been some of your experiences that you can give witness to? Now, in our gospel reading, Jesus and his disciples, they experienced a very profound mountaintop, literal mountaintop experience, where Jesus became illuminated with light, representing the light of Christ. And two Old Testament figures happened to show up at that moment. Moses, who represented the Old Testament law, and Elijah, who represented the Old Testament prophets. That in Jesus, he came to fulfill both the law and the prophets of God. And what's more, there was God's booming, audible voice. And I can only imagine it sounded just like Charlton Heston at that time. Imagine God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all coming together, being manifested as one. It was just a perfect moment where everything came together. And so from this gospel episode, I believe there are three important truths that we can gather from this reading. The how in Jesus' experienced mountaintop moment, these experiences can impress upon our own mountaintop experiences we can share with God. Because gifts as mountaintop experiences are given to us from God. They are true gifts. And so the first truth that I want to share about mountaintop experiences is that as a gift, God blesses us with all good things in these moments. And we acknowledge without a doubt when everything comes together, because in God's grace, everything does come together, that God is the giver of all that is good, true, and perfect. As James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You know, I think so often in our everyday lives, we encounter challenges and shifting shadows with all of the things that we experience around us all of the time. And God gifts us with mountaintop experiences to lift us beyond our circumstances of life that we sometimes befall into, where our challenges exist. As just represented in our gospel, where Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain to be by ourselves. God leads us to where God is elevated at a higher place to tell us that he loves us, to redeem us in his perfect love. God desires for us to come to him just as we are. He desires for us to bring all of our life circumstances to him and allow him to direct and rule our life. Because God wants to transform not only our own life, but all of the experiences of life that we are going through, to transform them over to him, to give God the glory where we need his intervention. And God is constantly calling for us to deepen our faith, our relationship to him. And awesome and amazing things can happen when we offer to God all of who we are, all of who we hope to become, even bringing all of our life circumstances to him. Amazing things happen when we take the time to spend spiritual time with our Savior. As Peter said in verse 4 of our gospel, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Lord, it is good for us to be in church. Lord, it is good for us to be together in your presence. You know, the best immediate way that I know that we can reach a mountaintop experience with the Lord is to be and enter into his presence through daily prayer. And it's not so much that we have to go to an actual mountain, but our body temple is our holy mountain with God. And to enter into deep and abiding daily prayer with him, he connects with us readily. Now, this coming Wednesday of this week will be, of course, Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday, as you may know, starts the season of Lent. It begins on Ash Wednesday. And Lent is a 40-day spiritual journey that leads us from Ash Wednesday to Easter. And we say 40 days of Lent, but we actually do not count the Sundays during Lent. Sundays are always celebratory days where we celebrate Jesus' resurrected presence among us, as we do in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Jesus' resurrection is always with us. He is always with us in spirit and in truth. And we refrain from saying those alleluias during Lent because we have always done it that way. Somebody in the 4th century probably did that and thought that was great, and as a church, we always do it that way. But we refrain from saying those alleluias to heighten our praise to God on Easter morning. So if you slip out and say an alleluia during Lent, God bless you, it's okay. It just happens. But we want to build our spiritual journey with momentum that leads us to Easter morning. Now, I've asked and said this several times, but if you haven't heard yet, I ask for each of us to purchase this book. It's by Mark Batterson. It's entitled Draw the Circle, 40-Day Prayer Challenge. 40-Day Prayer Challenge. There's 40 days in the season of Lent minus Sundays. And I want us all to participate in this book. You can go to our website to get information how you can order it. There's pamphlets there in the back on the Holy Tea Cart. You can grab one of those on your way out to get the information. The book costs about $8 on Amazon. You can download it to your Kindle. You can buy a used book for little of nothing. But I want us to purchase this book now before Ash Wednesday, and have it ready to go on Ash Wednesday. As Lent, the season of Lent, can be our gift, which God gives to us to lead us to the mountaintop experience, to spend needed spiritual time with our Savior in prayer. And this leads us then to the second point that I want to emphasize about experiencing mountaintop moments with the Lord. Because when we intentionally position ourselves to God in prayer, we develop that special place, that place within our hearts, our body temple. And quite often, I need to find a spot that has less distractions for me, a holy, sacred space. Catherine and I, we have in our home what we call our prayer circle experience. God bless you. And we have our prayer circle experience. And it's our sacred space. It's drawing the circle, as Mark Batterson refers to in his book. And it's a place where we devote ourselves to God in prayer and go to that mountaintop with him. And we go to that special place to do what's most important of this second truth that I want to emphasize, and that is to listen to him, to close everything out and listen. You know, just speaking words to God and asking God and reminding God of all our needs is very important. He wants our faith, but just to spend equal time listening for his Holy Spirit and guidance is so important. That's why we have one mouth and two ears. It's more important to listen and to find that sacred space. And God speaks to us in a variety, a myriad of different ways. But one of the most powerful ways that I know that God can speak to me, and perhaps to you also, is through God's holy word. Meditating, reading, experiencing God's word. And what's even more impactful with God's holy word is to share God's word with someone else. You know, to be a Christian, we're not called to be lone rangers in this world in our belief. To be a Christian, we're called to come together in Christ, to be brothers and sisters in Christ. We need each other to be a Christian. And often when I have shared God's word with someone else, I'll read the scripture I've read a dozen times. But when I hear it read by someone else at times, words that I never heard before resonate within my heart. That's that Holy Spirit intention. So I want to, during this season of Lent, I want to invite us to open our hearts to allow God's word to move in our hearts and sharing God's word together with others. As Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 20, "For when two or three are gathered together in my name, in intentional prayer, he is always with us." The Holy Spirit can always speak into our body temple. And this is why during the 40 days of Lent, I want us to gather together weekly into small groups for an hour of prayer and Bible study of God's word and Christian fellowship with each other. Now, yesterday, I met with several of you, or ministry leaders of our church, and we talked, and we shared, and we prayed about God moving in our lives during this season of Lent. And many of them have agreed to be hosts of small groups. And small groups can meet at a restaurant or at the park or in someone's home. We're opening our church on the Wednesdays during Lent from 6:30 to 7:30 right here at this church. We can gather here for small groups as well. The nursery will be available. Youth group will be ongoing. I'm currently looking for someone to help and support that intermediate age group, from those children who were too old to be in the nursery and too young to be in the youth group, but we'll have all of that established by next Sunday. And next Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, out in the parish hall, along the back wall there, will be posted where all the small groups are going to be hosted and met, and what time they will be. Not all groups will meet on Wednesday. Some of them will meet during the week. And I'm asking you next Sunday to come with prayerful intention to peruse all of the different small groups of their locations and times, and pray about where God is leading you to be a part of this experience, to sign up for a small group. And one of the small group leaders will be standing near where their posted small group will be held. They'll be standing nearby. They'll be easily identified by the name tag badge that they have, and they can answer any questions that you may have. It's just amazing how God can move in our hearts when we're positioning ourselves with intention to him. And that takes us to the third point of how we go to the mountaintop. And that is about putting our faith forward to allow God to spiritually touch us in the power of God's grace, to renew our hearts to the Lord. You know, in verse 7 of our gospel, it tells us Jesus came and touched his disciples, saying to them, "Get up, do not be afraid." Now, I understand for some of you, thank God we're not all the same, but for some of you, getting into a small group and perhaps sharing your faith may make you feel extremely uncomfortable. I get that. I understand that perfectly. But just your presence alone to a small group speaks volumes. Remember how I said how God's holy word can speak into our hearts when you hear his word read from someone else? It's amazing when we come with intention before the Lord. So if small groups, sharing your faith scares you to death, hear Jesus' words again. Get up. Do not be afraid. Allow God's Holy Spirit to touch you. And this is what I want us to embrace throughout this season of Lent. A 40-day purpose of personal prayer. Going through this book of Mark Batterson's. There's 40 days of prayer in this book. that are encouraging and drawing us into that sacred space. And I want us to join together in small groups for Bible study, fellowship, and opening our hearts in prayer to deepen our faith by getting to know each other more in Christ, who touches us in the power of God's grace. If you are new to this church, or maybe you've been a member here for years, let Lent be our opportunity together to allow God to touch each of our hearts, to renew our faith in the power of God's grace. How many of you want to experience a renewal in your life? How many of you want to experience a renewal of God's grace in your life? I know I do. Let Ash Wednesday begin your journey of God's gift to you. Let this be a spiritual journey that will lead you to God's higher place to join with God on that holy mountain, your temple spirit. As Peter said in our second reading, the Apostle Peter, after Jesus' transfiguration and after Jesus' resurrection, Peter, in a very profound way, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said these words in verse 19. You will do well to be attentive to this as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns, which is Easter morning, and the morning star, who is Jesus Christ, rises in your heart. May God bless us as we work together to deepen our faith for a renewed experience in the power of His grace to come upon us by Easter morning. Amen.